This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money and Patty Cohn of Compass Realty. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. That certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tanbella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. And today's trivia theme is a bit of older trivia.
Older.
I mean, it's not that old, but it's old enough to where younger millennials would say that's old trivia.
Paleo trivia.
Yeah, that's right. Paleo trivia.
Great.
Noam, you got a couple articles to share.
Yeah, I have an article here in the Mortgage Professional America publication from earlier this week. And it says Zillow partners with home builders to expand Zillow offers. So today's segment, I love it when you're on the show, Patty, because I like to talk about real estate. And so I always like to pick your brain. We always talk about what's going on in the market. And we always talk about the different companies that are out there, obviously with you being with Compass. So Zillow has announced an expansion of its Zillow Offers program. And if people don't know what Zillow Offers is, it's essentially that Zillow says, we'll buy your house from you so you don't have to list it on the MLS and worry about trying to have people sell it.
They're not the first ones to do that.
No, actually, you know, the company that really started it all was a company called Open Door.
Okay.
And they started a program where instead of you having to list their real estate company, but they're backed with a lot of money. And essentially they'll say, we will be the buyer of your home and we'll pay you essentially all cash. You choose the closing date and then don't have to worry about going through the rigmarole of listing it and having people walk through your home.
But how do they determine what the price they're going to pay?
So, you know, they say valuation tools to find the right price. Although I don't know if they were paying slightly below market just for the convenience, but I know they were charging a little bit more on the commission. So at the end of the day, you might be paying more, but essentially what you're paying for is convenience.
Convenience, yeah.
And so Zillow followed suit with that. And now you're seeing real estate firms, other traditional real estate companies, doing that more and more. Okay. Because there's a market for it. There are people who do want the convenience of not having to, put their home, on the market per se, like on the MLS, like the traditional way. And a lot of those people have a lot of equity in the home. And they're like, you know what? We've made a lot of money on this property, so we can take a little bit of a
haircut. Depends on how much you want to leave on the table.
Yeah. You're not seeing that too much in the Bay Area, or I would even say many of the major metros in California. You're seeing that in places like Arizona and the Midwest or some of the smaller markets. But it's gaining traction, and Zillow is saying now, hey, they'll buy your home up to 8 months before you're actually ready to move. And the reason why they're partnering home builders is they're saying, listen, a lot of people are buying homes in new developments that they're buying based on, a home that's not built yet.
It's kind of like the car industry, right?
Yeah. So they'll say, listen, this home's going to take, the home you're going to move into doesn't even have stilts up yet. So. Yeah. Or framing, so it's going to be ready in 6 to 8 months. Zillow will take care of the your home, purchase it, and probably lease it, rent it back to you.
And well, they're the first one to the table, basically.
Yes. Yeah. So they're jumping the gun, and so I think that's interesting because we may see other companies, real estate brokerages. Now Zillow says they're not a real estate brokerage, but every day more and more they look like a real estate brokerage.
Yeah. Well, you're right, Edward. It does depend on how much you want to leave on the table. Yeah. Because MarketWatch did a survey and said customers who sold their homes to an iBuyer netted 11% less than people that sold their homes on the market, open market.
That's a lot, especially in California. That's a lot of money.
Right. 11% less. They netted. Now, okay, so you figure 5% or 6% commission.
Yeah.
And I guess there's some value in not having to hold two mortgages at the same time, or basically not qualifying to hold mm-hmm. two mortgages. But yes, it's working more in areas like the Midwest or Arizona, but those are the areas that don't appreciate as much as the coast, yeah. especially California. Yeah. Yeah. So why would they leave that much on the table?
Yeah. That's
again, just the convenience. You know, we're a bird in the hand type of thing.
Yeah.
But again, it depends on what the price is. And if they,
yeah.
you know, if Zillow in this case mm-hmm. Has a way of explaining, well, you know, the market value is here and we're only like a percent below. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure they're not saying, yeah, we're going to give you 11% less than the market value.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
They're yeah. not. And I mean, and you don't know what you're going to net unless you put it on the open value.
Market, yeah. Right, yeah.
right. And I mean, if you think about in some of these areas, the average price is $250,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if they've held on to their house for maybe 7 years, they might have only gotten 25%. I mean, $25,000
right.
gain, depending yeah. on the area, the market. Well, and we're coming into a low appreciating time.
I wonder what the rules are for what Zillow does from the standpoint of why wouldn't you, let's say, you know what, I'm going to list it with a broker for X, and if it doesn't sell, then I'll go to Zillow and
yes.
see. Right?
Sure, I could yes. see them, people doing that, testing yes. the market and doing both. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
we'll
except
see.
If you fall in love, like remember, residential
right.
real estate is so emotional.
Yep.
You fall in love with that house, you have to have it. You wake up thinking about it. You're crying. I mean, people
yeah.
cry.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking more from the sales standpoint of selling your house rather than buying.
Yeah, but you can't buy that dream house until you sell your house.
Yeah.
Unless you go to Pacific Private Money and get a loan from them.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, how much is that going to be?
Well, yeah. but if in an appreciating market,
yes.
we've written articles on that, it actually can make sense.
Exactly.
Hey, we're going to go to our first commercial break here. A bit of old trivia is what we're going to be talking about here. So, who was Richard Nixon's first vice president? That's our trivia question.
Paleo trivia,
yeah. Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that tanning certificate, which is worth over $100. Question again is, who was Richard Nixon's first vice president? All right. When we come back, we're going to get into a little emails that we have. Well, one is regarding loan to value, and the other one is about what questions should be asked of a realtor before hiring him or her.
That's
which
really
should
good.
Be good. Stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing, and we're going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, our clients are doing just that. For over a decade, clients at Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured by primarily Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on your savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing today. For more information, call us at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender, licensed county area 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. The station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Attention Bay Area homeowners, Pacific Private Money has a loan program that can help you buy your next home right now. No need to wait to sell your existing home first. Our unique bridge loan lets you tap the equity in your current home to provide up to 100% financing on the home you wish to buy. We're friendly, fast, and ready to help you right now. Call us today for more information, 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit us at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender, licensed Cal DRE 01897444.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan and Patty Cohen. First trivia question, who was Richard Nixon's first vice president? Because the second one was Gerald Ford, right? Who was his first one? Spiro Agnew.
I was going to say Spiro Agnew was the second.
He was the first. And if he was a football, he'd be called Spiral Agnew. Email comes in. Patty, we'll start with you. What are the questions I should ask a realtor before hiring him or her?
That is the best question.
That is a good one.
Because, I mean, think about the viewers out there. I'm sure that many own their own companies. And, you know, think about if they've been in business 30 years. First question you got to ask is, how long have you been doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, are you going to go? And how many houses do you sell a year? So everything's fine until something goes wrong. And also, it's not just fine. Like, negotiating is really, really powerful. You've got to know what sold when and where and all that. But I mean, think about a heart surgeon. Are you going to go to one that does it once or twice a year? Like, the average agent sells less than 4 homes a year, 3.8 or something.
And is it just because they're not good or just in part time?
They're trying.
Yeah,
that's the average agent.
Well, yeah, and it's funny because I met a really nice guy, and it has nothing to do with real estate, but he is one of these like life coach type of guys, and he just got into it, and I'm thinking, you're a really nice guy, and I don't need it myself, but I'm thinking, why would anyone hire someone who just got? How are you supposed to? And he's a young guy.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you supposed to life coach if you haven't lived life enough?
Well,
know.
The flip side of it, though, too, is how do you get the experience if nobody's?
Well, you start off, like I would think in real estate, when you first start off, you don't know that much, and so you work underneath somebody.
Yeah. Somebody,
right? You got to work, I think, I would recommend a new agent work under a team.
Yeah.
But it's hard to go head to head with somebody with experience.
Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly. And there's only for Marin County, for example, there's 2,800 homes about sold. About 2,800 homes a year. There's an agent on each side. That's 5,600. There's 1,600 agents. So everybody's going after this piece of the pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you think about it, if anybody that's listening right now, if they can think about their own job in their first 5 or 10 years, even 10 years in the business, think about how much they know now after doing it.
Yeah.
20, 30, 40 years. And, you know, and younger people look at those people as dinosaurs. But there's so much to be gained.
Yeah.
And then, like, are you doing it full time? Because it's like going to a heart surgeon. Do you want a brain surgeon or whatever? Do you want somebody that does it, like, 3 times a year or somebody that does it, like, you know, 50 times a year?
Side hustle. Brain surgery is my side hustle.
That's right, yeah. I saw one ad on Craigslist. No experience necessary, brain surgeon.
Yeah.
That actually reminds me, there was an attorney who I knew who decided to do his own transaction for his own house. And he told me later on, he said, you know what, I was stupid, because he said, this was our dream home, and I let it go because I was thick-headed about a $500 fence.
Oh, stop.
And
yes,
we're talking about $1 million property. And the seller just said, you know what? Forget you. I'm out of contract with you.
Yeah. That's
the buyer walked.
He was the buyer. He lost his dream home of buying.
A good realtor is a therapist.
Yes.
You've got to talk people off of the ledge that they created from their ego.
Exactly.
Well, Patty, I don't know if you've had enough experience. You've only been in business for how many years?
You know what? And I just did the math. I have sold more listings than 99.4% of the agents in my area.
Wow.
So, you know, you were mentioning the average agent does 3.8, but I bet you the median is probably like 1. Because the average is 80-20, right?
Oh, yeah.
20% of the agents do 80% of the transactions. There's so many realtors
who
do one deal a year.
So if there's, in other words, let me see if I can rephrase that. If there's, let's say, only 2 agents and one does 9 and one does 1, that's 10 divided by 2. Well, the average agent does 5,
right.
But that's not really the case.
Right.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Median's
gotcha.
Really telling.
Yeah.
I should have gone with that number.
No, but you hear average all the time, and that's true.
Yeah.
So you look young, but how long have you been doing this?
I'm not telling you how old I am. No,
I didn't say how old you are.
I've been doing it 30 years. 30 years. And I thought at the end of my second year that I knew everything. So really only like 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, I really felt extremely competent. Like I didn't know what not feeling competent was. Gotcha. I thought I was always felt competent, but then it was like there was this groove where like I got this.
Yeah. But so, then things change too, and even just the forms.
Yeah.
The rules
everything changed.
How do people get hold of you?
Oh, I'm Patty Cohn, C-O-H-N. I'm with Compass, and Compass is taking over.
Yeah.
And my phone number is 415-722-4842. And I'm with Compass in Marin County, bestmarinagent.com.
Pretty easy to remember.
You know, along the lines of, you know, people, you know, who are looking for an agent, there's all these agent rating companies that I've seen out there lately. And I think, though, they're really inaccurate.
Very inaccurate.
Well, you pay to get up the scale or something?
I don't know if it's so much but how they, whatever algorithm or data they use to say, here's a good agent, it's not necessarily based on testimonials from consumers. They're trying to look at public closed sales data, and that can be really misleading. I
don't know. I mean, there's one particular company, I'm just going to use the name Homelight. I don't know how they do what they're doing, but they're sending out people that are... when you look for, you know, I want the top agent in this neighborhood, and it's not accurate at all by any stretch.
Yeah.
And but that's what they say they do. But like, for example, Yelp, for example, like if you're going to find like a top automotive in the area or restaurant or whatever, or the top lawyer, or the top real estate agent, you really don't find that either. And a lot of times with Yelp, it's based on who's paying for the advertising.
That, and also it's very skewed because there are people actually getting extorted at a restaurant. This one guy said, he goes, I stopped even being involved with Yelp because some guy calls up and says, listen, if you don't pay, give me a $100 gift card, I'm going to put a bunch of bad reviews.
Wow.
I mean, that's illegal, blackmail, extortion, whatever you want to call it. I mean, and so unfortunately, and I knew another business where... you know, you're not supposed to have employees talk about the company.
Right.
It's supposed to be independent, right?
Right.
Well, they knew it was a specific employee, and yet Yelp said, nope, sorry, we're not doing anything about it.
Really?
Yeah. It's hard to get something expunged.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I had somebody, I don't even know if it's me or not, but somebody write a review after 17 years. And I
really?
17 years you're ago, holding, I dealt with this person, blah, blah, blah.
That's
really?
Holding the grudge.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if it's for me.
Well, the
or
only
not.
Good thing about that is someone who's only been in the business 15 years can say it wasn't me.
I know, exactly.
So glad I started last week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So the most important thing is how long have you been in the business and how much do you sell?
Okay.
And are you full-time? And, you know, people think it's like, how much do you sell in my neighborhood? It doesn't really matter. Because if you sell like two in the last 6 months, and anyway, it doesn't matter.
Get a good referral also.
Yes.
All right. Hey, want to make a quick mention here for Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael. Ooh. Pizza the way it ought to be. And it's funny because I've had a couple of friends tell me, oh, yeah, that place. Go. You know what? They make really good pizza.
Do they? I've never been there.
It's on the way to your house.
It's on Miracle Mile.
It's on Miracle
Mile,
yeah. San Rafael, right next to McDonald's.
Well, it's
all
too
places.
Bad because I think of Mike's Mountain Bike. And it's too bad.
No. Mountain Mike's Pizza or Mountain Dew. No, it's Mountain Mike's
I've
Pizza.
I've got to go there.
Yeah, very, very good pizza.
Okay, right.
All right. Let's see here. Second trivia question. Which actress did John McEnroe marry? Do you remember years ago about this? Okay. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You got to get on that phone quickly. 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings and CDs? Are you frustrated by the uncertainty in the stock market? Would you like to learn about a simple, high-yield investment opportunity that features both safety and security features? At Pacific Private Money, our clients earn yields starting at 7%, and their capital is secured by real estate at conservative loan-to-values. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the yields on your savings and IRAs, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at Pacific PacificPrivateMoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150.
Equal Housing Lender, licensed Caldeire 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Can you believe how long we've been living in this era of low interest rates? It's been for most of this decade. And when we were all expecting rates to go up this year, now we're finding out that low rates will likely continue through 2020. If you're among the rapidly growing segment of people entering retirement age, I'm sure you're concerned over the challenge of growing your retirement savings. And you're not alone. Pacific Private Money has a solution for those seeking ways to significantly boost yields you earn on your retirement savings. And we do it with safety and security features not found in traditional investments like stocks and mutual funds. For more information on how you can supercharge your retirement savings with annual yields of 7% or more, that's right, 7% or more, contact us at 415-883-2150 or visit us at PacificPrivateMoney.com.
Equal Housing Lender, licensed Caldeire 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan.
Hello.
And Patty Cohn. All right, second trivia question was, which actress did John McEnroe marry?
Tatum O'Neill.
Tatum O'Neill.
I remember her from Paper Moon.
Paper Moon, that's right.
Yeah, with her dad. That was a great movie.
Yes.
I remember watching it when I was a kid.
Right. I still remember she gives a dollar bill, but then he comes in with a $10 bill or something. Do you remember that? It's basically a thievery.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She was a cute
little
kid.
Sleight of hand.
Exactly, yeah. Make a mention here also for the Urban Tavern, which is a very cool place in San Francisco near Union Square. They have local food and beer scene on tap, a lot of beer on tap. And also, kind of cool here, September, baseball season's kind of ending, right? But in late October, when you have the NBA, if you come in showing any of your professionals' local sports gear, get a buy one, get one game day free drink.
That's
pretty good.
Cool. Nice.
And it's very cool because it's near the convenience to the ice skating rink.
Yeah.
And holiday shopping in Union Square. Check them out. It's Open Table. You can go to, it's Urban Tavern. You can go to Open Table. They also have Instagram. And all that fun stuff.
Love it.
Urban Tavern.
So you can go in with a 49ers jersey, leave, come back in with a Giants jersey.
Right. Drink A's, all night.
Yeah.
Don't be cheating. Come on.
Don't
man.
Give people
don't
ideas.
Don't
listen
to you. Yeah, don't get
thinking
that
like
idea.
A crook.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Watch too many Paper Moon movies. All right. An email comes in for you, Nam. It says, what flexibility do you have regarding loan to value on the loans that you fund? So I guess what they're getting at is, are you really stiff? It's got to be X.
Right. So, that's a good question. So you're asking a question about a private money loan and what rates we charge. And again, I'm Nam with Pacific Private Money, and we're private money lenders in California. We make loans on primarily residential real estate, although we do business purpose and commercial, some ground-up construction. The question is, what do we have a fixed loan to value that we will lend at? And typically, or I can tell you what that generally the max loan to value is for us, which is about 70%.
Okay.
But there's some flexibility in whether or not we would go higher. And as Mark always says, or you'll hear in our office, we're holistic. So we don't lend based on an algorithm, but there's some, typically a few key points that we want to understand. One is why they're coming to private money.
Yeah.
What's the story? Typically, is it something where they can't get bank financing and for what reason? And those reasons really are important in determining whether or not, number one, whether or not we'll do the loan, but to what level of risk we're willing to take. Mm-hmm. And that's, that helps determine how much equity we expect or want the borrower to bring in to mitigate that sort of risk.
And also, what's the exit strategy?
Yeah, and what's the exit? That's key as well. Yeah. And also, who sent us the loan and the value and where the loan is. So we take all of those kind of key points into consideration. which means that there's no hard and fast rule in terms of determining loan to value. So for instance, we could go up to 75% if somebody with an 800 plus FICO makes an incredible amount of money per year. And the reason is that, you know, they found a home that they want to purchase and they have their home listed in a hot market, and we know it's going to sell soon. We're like, you know what, that's a risk worth taking. But if it's something like even a 60% in, you know, the Sierra foothills,
rural area,
and they want to buy, you know, ag land to grow marijuana, doesn't matter what the LTV is, we're not going to do that loan. So really it's story driven, but those are kind of two extreme examples. So anything in between that.
But in some cases, you'll actually do 100% if under certain circumstances.
We'll do 100% loan to value on the property that they're purchasing. But and what you're talking about is, I believe, right, 100% of the loan on the property that they're buying.
Yeah.
Typically, there's 70% combined loan to value, meaning that we're using some other piece of property that they have equity in to as collateral. And the value of the two properties and how much they owe, if it comes out to 70% or less combined loan to value, then that could mean that we'll provide 100% of the purchase.
That's right. That's great.
How do people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of us by calling 415-883-2150, or they can go to our website, which is www.pacificprivatemoney.com. And I might as well just jump into a deal of the week, right?
Sure.
So this deal of the week is, you know, it's a repeat borrower, somebody who has previously borrowed from Pacific Private Money, and the first time they borrowed, they were buying a property, I think, somewhere in the Bay Area, using their Discovery Bay property as collateral, and so we made the loan to them. This cross collateralized loan. But they didn't refinance. They just paid us down over time. They just continued to pay. It wasn't a bridge loan. It was a little bit longer term. But we made them the loan, and now they came to us recently to buy an out-of-state property. And repeat, same thing. They had paid us off, so they had a ton of equity in their Discovery Bay property. Repeat borrow showed fantastic history. We may not look at their qualifications the same the second time around as we did the first time.
Because they've already proven
they've got a track record. So they're coming to us opportunistic. We're not, you know, people ask, do you lend out of state? We say no. But in this case, you know, the purchase property is out of state, but the equity that we're collateralizing is in state. So we're doing a loan for $900,000. You know, same thing. The guy has this great job, great income, just jumped on an opportunity and a bank wasn't going to be fast enough. So he may refinance us, but he may just pay us down completely with the, you know, with his business income.
Wow.
Speaking of out of state, do you need to be licensed in other states?
Yeah, and that's why we don't lend out of state, although we make loans where the purchase is out of state. We're not taking a lien position on that property. We're, you know, using the a lien position on their California residence.
Exactly.
So we're seeing that more and more. So we had, you know, two in Arizona recently, one in Georgia recently, where they're boomers who are downsizing, buying out of state, and, you know, have a ton of equity, and they can get, relative to California, you know, big home for very low amounts.
Well, a lot of people are leaving the state. A lot of people are leaving the country.
Yeah, are you seeing that? Yeah. I mean, you know, for your listings, why are people moving?
Oh my gosh, there's so many reasons.
Okay.
Just
We'll get into that next time. And also, we'll, I know you've got an event coming up.
Yes.
In October.
Multiple events.
And then also, we want to, have you give an update on the fund, because I think last month you guys paid a very high rate of return.
Yes.
All right, third trivia question. Croatia and Slovenia used to be part of which country? All right. Edward Brown asking that question. All right. 888-912-1190. Don't touch that dial. Best Invest will be right back.
Tap into the local food and beer scene at San Francisco's Urban Tavern, just steps from Union Square. Featuring a menu of locally inspired cuisine, Urban Tavern has the distinctive personality of a metropolitan gastropub. It's where the local food and beer scene is celebrated, with seasonal menus and more than a dozen Bay Area craft beers on tap. Convenient to Union Square shopping and walking distance to the theaters, Urban Tavern is a great place to enjoy happy hour before a show. And get this, if you show your game ticket or wear your San Francisco team gear, you can enjoy a buy one, get one free drink on game day. Be it baseball, football, or basketball. Of course, Urban Tavern will be showing the games live. Oh, and don't forget, during the holiday season, Urban Tavern is convenient to the ice rink and holiday shopping in Union Square. Make an evening of it with shopping, dinner, and a show. Find Urban Tavern on Open Table and the beer app Untapped. You can also go to urbantavernsf.com.
You probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where that real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured high-yield investing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 0189744. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
For over a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Our clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying 7.5%. For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 0189744. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Patty Cohen and Nam Phan. Croatia and Slovenia used to be part of which country?
Is it Yugoslavia?
Yes, very good. Oh, you're the geographic king here.
My roommate in college was from Yugoslavia, so I learned a lot about it. He was this, like 6'3 surfer from Southern California,
wow.
Bodybuilder. And when we, it was sophomore year, and he, first time we met, he thought I was this total nerd computer guy. And I was just like, this guy's going to beat me up at some point this year.
And so
we ended
up
being really similar in a lot of ways. He was a really great roommate.
I can see that. You both like easy going.
So. Yeah. Okay. I got to say this only because this was so funny when you told me the story about the guy who thought you were from Boston.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because my name is Nam. People think it's I'm saying Norm.
Oh.
And even though the rest of my voice is, you know, is whatever, California. It's the only thing that I... So anyway, I cut you off. You were about to say something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell the story.
So, yeah, I was just on the phone and talking to this guy, and he's like, man, you've got a strong accent. I'm like, really? What kind of accent do you think I have? And he's like, Boston. I'm like, where are you getting that? He's like, the way you say Norm is so... like Bostonian.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, no. I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay, all right. No, I'm not from Boston.
I love that story.
It's so funny.
All right, Patty, now let's get into more serious stuff.
Serious
recession.
Stuff. Like, is there going to be one or not? What are people thinking? Well, first of all, I've got all these conflicting information, right? But first of all, wouldn't you want to know what are the billionaires thinking, right?
Sure.
So UBS surveyed...
In other words, Nam, what are you thinking?
Yeah, what are you thinking? So UBS surveyed 360 global family offices with an average wealth of $1.2 billion. The result showed that 55% felt see a recession by 2020. I mean, come on, we're almost there.
Yeah.
better adjust.
Ooh.
To mitigate risks, many of them are already adjusting their portfolios, including shifting to bonds and real estate, while 40% are increasing their cash reserves.
Wow.
Oh, interesting.
Right? So in other words, everyone's getting out of stocks.
stocks.
Putting and money the on the sideline or parking in real estate.
Yeah. And then the wild card with China and, you know, I mean, the S&P 500 and Dow are up more than 19% and 15% respectively this year. But who knows? There's an election there. Trump's a wild card. Yeah. There's China.
We have the election.
Election coming up.
Yeah.
That's
so
wild.
So what's everybody else thinking, right? So others are much more optimistic. Yardini Research President Ed Yardini believes now and at the end of 2020, the S&P index will soar 17% from current levels. He has a 3,500, there's a typo here, as my next year target. He anticipates higher earnings and somewhat higher valuation as the perception continues to be that interest rates aren't going up much, if at all.
Okay, so interest rates will stay down. That'll help fuel the Dow.
Yeah.
Is what we're saying.
So then at the same time, 49% of Gallup poll participants said a recession will likely arrive in the next 12 months. Now, go back to October 2007, for
Ubers,
example.
Yes.
2 months before the Great Recession, only 40% of poll participants felt that way.
Oh.
So, but you know what? There's a lot of research done on how people predict, and a lot of them predict based on what happened last time.
Yeah.
So, in hindsight, looking at 2018, sure, we're due for another kind of thing. So that's how humans are. That's how we
but
think.
But things are—I don't say that, you know—things are different this time. But you know, like underwriting for mortgages has changed
so and much. Yes, different.
And that was a big factor.
Big factor.
I mean, the thing is, people. You know, I know the thing. Okay, yes, if you ignore history, it's going to repeat itself. But there are times when you really have to kind of think intelligently, mm-hmm, because otherwise, you know, I don't know if you know this, but if I'm not mistaken, when the Dow Industrial Average was in its infancy, buggy whip companies were part of the industrial. You're right.
Yeah.
Now, there aren't too many buggy whip companies around.
Or
okay.
Any.
So, yeah. So, ergo, things change. You can't just go, well, I'm sorry, I'm just going to keep investing in buggy whip companies because it was one of the Dow Industrial.
You got to be really smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the economy is also micro and macro, with California being sort of an island in some ways, too. Because I think on the last show, we talked about Chris Thornburg's Beacon Economics, and he's much more California focused, and he's still, in spite of maybe global whatever headwinds, he seems to think that California is still, you know, pretty stable.
Well, yeah, you look about the unicorns, which you've brought up many times, and interest rates and the economy, you know.
People are still working, you know.
Yeah.
Unemployment's low. Hey, change subject for a minute. Mm-hmm. Some events that are coming up.
Yeah, so October is upon us, and we have three events coming up. October 16th, they're all Wednesdays, so Patty, you got to come. One's in San Rafael.
Yeah.
October 16th is the first one at 7 to 9 p.m. at the Embassy Suites in San Rafael. It's going to be a joint event with tax attorney Steve Moskowitz.
Oh, nice.
So we're excited. He's going to talk about, you know, he does a lot of different kinds of tax law. A lot of times it's helping people out who have, you know, unfortunate government events or whatever. But this is really to talk about real estate taxes and some of the benefits or some of the hidden opportunities or savings that
and
people can realize.
There's opportunity zones and QBID and all this other kind of stuff a lot of people have questions on.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the fund like we usually do, but it's going to be a little bit different spin. So people will want to come.
Especially
if you're a trusted investor, because there's some advantages to the fund. A lot of our trusted investors lately have been like, I'm seeing fewer deals. Understandably, I mean, we're funding a lot more of them through our fund. And, you know, there's some advantages for us to doing that.
A real quick thing, if people have income under $315,000, this is just a general rule, investors in the fund, not in their IRA, just regular old investors, 20% of the income you don't have to pay taxes on.
Yeah, yeah. So
it qualifies for the QBID.
Wait, say this again.
Let's say, for example, just to make the number simple, let's say the fund was paying 10%, just to make it simple. You don't have to put 10%. You don't have to put that on your tax return. You only have to put 8%.
Oh, okay.
Because 20% of it's tax-free.
Yeah. Nice. So effectively, your return. So for instance, July, we paid 7.77%. But if you're only having to report on 80% of that, then really your return is a little bit higher.
A little bit higher. It works.
Your return, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're a trusted investor, you don't get to take that advantage of that.
Yeah,
so we want to talk about that. I didn't mention the other two dates. So October 16th is the first one in Santa Fe, Embassy Suites. Second one is October 23rd, the following Wednesday, which is the Fremont Marriott.
Okay.
Also 7 to 9 p.m. And then the third one is October 30th, so the last Wednesday of the month, right before Halloween. You can show up in costume if you want.
Are you going to?
No. No. But it's
Mark
in Walnut Creek.
He's going to come dressed as a trusted investor. Go ahead.
Embassy Suites. In Walnut Creek, also 7 to 9 p.m. And you know what? I think I might have lost a prospective investor on the phone earlier this week, because it was after I talked to him after I got back to the office after a root canal. So I was talking like this. And
oh, no.
What do you mean, Norm?
yeah, exactly.
East Coast accent with a slur.
You know,
I think he thought I was
back.
Drunk.
Did you call him back and tell him, say, you know what? I'm sorry. I was a root canaling. So if people want to come to the event, because you already, there's space is kind of limited. You're already starting to kind of get.
Yeah, we're closing in on maybe 100 by the end of this week.
Wow. So how do you RSVP? Can I tell you right now? No. How is somebody out there or me RSVP?
Yeah, call into the office, 415-883-2150, or you can go to our website and fill out the contact form, which people have done. Mm-hmm. Just go to our website, pacificprivatemoney.com, and go to contact and fill in your name.
And don't worry, you'll only spam them once an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No. They don't use that information for anything other than the normal stuff.
It'll be really good. I mean, we're really excited about it. Typically.
Hey, guys. Yes. Sorry. Got to cut out. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask for your free life insurance quote.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, our clients are doing just that. For over a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured by primarily Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on your savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing today. For more information, call us at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. The station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Patty Cohen and Nam Phan. No trivia question for this segment, but Patty.
Well, it's funny because people are always asking what's going on with the real estate market. And they're particularly asking now because you can go into any market and see lots of signs, real estate signs, lots of price reductions, and properties going like way under asking.
Huh.
And then you can also see, you know, then you hear about your neighbor's house that got, you know, four offers and it went, you know, 15% over, 5% over. And that happens a lot. It's not a, it's not, you know, I mean, I'd say like 30% of the time that's happening, 30% of the time it's going under. Why is this happening? Well, because this is not a science. This is emotional people pricing their homes on kitchen tables, right?
Yeah.
So the bottom line I say is that buyers are behaving like it's a buyer's market. Sellers are behaving like it's a seller's market. Mm. And the truth is, it is neither. It's a neutral market.
But how do you get deals done then if everyone's sort of in their camp?
That's what happens. It gets dicey. And then how do you keep the deal together? Buyer's remorse, seller's whatever. So why do some go over asking? If it's a cream puff house that hits all the bells and whistles, it's going to sell. Meaning that it also has to be prepared properly.
Yeah.
Because the millennials don't want to spend any money doing stuff. They have no vision. And older people that are baby boomers, they're tired. They don't want to redo houses.
Yeah.
So it has to be done.
Plug and play.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're seeing more and more of that. Staging is becoming like really mainstream.
You have to do it.
But not just staging. In this case, preparing. It's like, I mean, there's not like a whole bunch of rehab needed.
Yes.
It's not a fixer. It's,
yeah.
But you know what? Compass will, I will, in my listings, we're fronting the money for them to do mini remodels, repairs, landscaping, staging, painting, all that stuff. And usually it's like a 300 return on investment.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
How much?
300%. Wow. You're going to put in 30,000, you're probably going to get about 90 back.
Yeah, and same thing with our bridge loans. So when people have the opportunity to buy before they sell, one of the advantages of, because bridge loans aren't expensive. Like, it's a higher rate, but there's no prepay penalty and they're paying points. But you can recoup that because you now have the opportunity, once you've purchased your home first, the one you're moving into, you have the opportunity to repair and rehab the home that you're going to sell. So you can recoup, like you're saying, a pretty hefty amount of what you spent. Mm-hmm. You've increased mm-hmm. the value of the property. And you're competing against people who didn't do that.
Yes.
So that's a big, yes. That's important.
And you're competing against people that did do that. So yeah. You almost like half the stage
right,
now.
Right. It's almost a level playing field by doing that.
Yeah.
So. Nam, we have just a little over a minute left. Give us an update on the fund.
So the fund is currently, the Pacific Private Money Fund is currently at about $50 million in assets under management. We have about 90 loans in there currently, as of, when I say currently, it's as of July, paying about 7.77%. Very lucky number. we don't have August numbers yet. We'll have those on Monday. Annualized return, it's been hovering between 7.5% and 8% since inception. And we're into going on 6.5 years now pretty soon. So if people want to invest, they can call us at 415-883-2150 or www.pacificprivatemoney.com.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Patty, any last words?
Just 415-722-4842. Patty Cohn.
For someone who is very well experienced as a Best Marin Agent.
.com.
And we're heading into the fall, spring, or and winter time. Is it a good time to list or buy?
Yeah, we're like in the middle of our second selling season.
Yeah.
And right now, it's still a good time. And it depends on the property, too. I mean, if it's a family home, don't. Just wait a little bit.
Just wait?
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Thank you both for joining us again. Thoughts for the day. The reason that Seesaw has two seats is because that way there's always someone to bring you up when you go down.
That's so nice.
Of course, that means there's always someone to bring you down when you go up. No,
that's right. Okay.
And a word of encouragement during failure is worth more than an hour of praise after success. That's true.
Nice.
Too. You like that?
I like it.
I thought you'd like that. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's business leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.